Intelligent platforms are essential to the current and future growth of the IT community, according to Matt York, who was recently appointed CEO of the Channel Company. Matt joined host Frank Battagliano at the GTDC Summit North America for an engaging conversation on the innovative tools available to the industry, new technology trends, and the rising value of distribution. From developing a creative and results-driven business culture to helping customers accelerate growth in global markets, both executives cover a variety of topics that impact virtually every technology company. Listen and enjoy, and don't forget to check out all of our other episodes on this platform.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Beyond Distribution podcast, and I'm delighted today to have as our guest the new CEO of the Channel Company, Matt York. Matt, congratulations, first of all, on the new role.
Thank you, and thank you for having me today on this show, but also at this amazing event. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's true. We had a really good event, and we'll probably talk a little bit about that. But let me start first with talk a little bit about, you know, your professional journey, so people kind of get to know you a little bit, know a little bit about your background and what you've done, et cetera.
Well, it may not be a surprise, but I'm English. but I do live in the States. I came to the States 20 years ago in July. Most of my professional career has been with IDG. So I've been in the tech, media, and information services business for about 18, 19 years. That's the company that brought me to the US, hence the reason I'm actually in Boston, because that's a Boston-based company. I'm married with three children, two of which have gone through college, thank the Lord. I have one that's a freshman in high school, so we've still got a little bit of a ways to go. And then on professional terms, I started out as an individual contributor, so I was just a salesperson in London. I ended up sort of running a team in Europe, ended up coming to the States a lot, because of course all the big customers are here. I relocated to run what was called strategic accounts at the time, back in the day, the big old accounts. I launched a marketing services business for IDG that became a major revenue line. I ended up as CEO of Global Sales, CEO of one of the big media parts of that organization. And here I am at the Channel Company.
That's great. So obviously I know you know of and you knew of the Channel Company, et cetera, but what attracted you to the role?
So, I mean, look, IDG is a special company, and it was always going to take something very special to get me to leave. And this is a very, very special company. I think the quality of the brands, the quality of the people, the role that this business plays in the channel. I think we are entering a really exciting period in the tech industry. You know, we don't get many of those. I mean, this is a highly disruptive industry, obviously, but this is going to be incredibly exciting. And the chance to lead the Channel Company in this point in time and to our next stage of growth and to sort of write the next 42 years of history. It's, I mean, you're not going to pass that up.
I totally agree. I mean, having been in this industry for a long time on a lot of different sides, you know, the vendor side, the solution provider side, and now sort of on the DISTI side now, I've watched and worked with TCC over the years. And, you know, what's interesting is there's a unique combination of businesses. You know, you look at it and it's media and it's events and it's consulting and it's agency. And you think about that and, you know, I think the first thing that a lot of people don't realize is the value that you can bring to your customers, and whether your customers are the vendor community or the solution providers or the distributors, the value you can bring because of that unique combination of services, right?
Think you're right. I think, you know, like every business, we have a lot of competitors, but they're in pockets. I don't see anybody that has that kind of end-to-end solution that we have. And, you know, when I talk about our business, I've only been here, you know, coming up 4 weeks, so it's very early days. But I see an intelligence platform, which is, you know, us being able to, using our data sets and creating go-to-market strategies for customers and positioning statements. We have a demand platform, which is taking that and saying, well, let's build a marketing campaign and create and curate demand for your products and services via our agency business. And then we have an engagement platform where you've got the most powerful brands and audiences sitting with our you know, with our brand business, and communities, right? And so that's a really, really powerful end-to-end solution. And I don't think anyone else can offer that. And it's on us. It behooves us, obviously, to tell that story.
Yeah, it's true. And the levels of expertise that you guys have within each one of those, in my experience, is very significant. But probably what's most important, and probably one of the biggest challenges that you have, I would imagine, is how do I pull that all together? And how do I tell an integrated one TTC, one TCC story?
Yeah,
right?
And but that's that's similar for any brand that we work with, and anyone who's in the tech industry, because tech is, it's just a relentless stream of acquisitions and bolt-ons, and some of which are transformative, and some of which are tuck-ins. I feel like we've got our platform in place. What we're going to be working on, in the very near future, is how we do a better job of coming to market with that joined up story, that stronger value prop. Because we have all those component parts, and we need to make sure that our go-to-market positioning, the sum is greater than the parts, right? And just do a better job of that storytelling.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this. I mean, you know, based on your experience, you know, your background, certainly in the, you know, the IT meetings and media space, you've got a background that lends itself, you know, very well to it. How do you leverage that experience now with TCC?
Yeah, so I think it's, that's a great question. I think, look, first and foremost, it's recognizing what we are and what we're not, right? We're not a channel company. We're not a technology company. We're a media and information services company that services the channel and the tech industry, right? And so let's understand what we are and behave in the right way. Having come from IDG, obviously, in global roles for virtually my entire career there, I've got a lot of global experience. And for us, that's an area of expansion, right? As we think about how can we help our customers accelerate their growth in international markets and make it easy to do business with us, right? So, we're in the UK, we're in Germany, which is new as of back end of last year. We have a relationship in Australia or in Singapore. There's a lot of the world left for us to go and explore, and there's more products and services for us to develop in those markets.
Yeah, well, when I was in Europe last year, your team came in and presented. We have a what we call a leadership meeting, and the presidents, the leaders of all the big distributors in Europe. You know, we have them in a room for half an afternoon, and your team came in and talked about the expansion plans, and they were very excited. And they were very excited because going back to the original point that you made earlier, there's nobody that does all of that in one place. I mean, there were folks that might do some media stuff. There were folks that might do some meeting stuff. But there wasn't anybody that was doing all of that, right? And they really didn't understand yet the agency capability or the consulting capability, which is a whole other, important part.
That's a whole other aspect. Right. And, just in the conversations I've been having in the hallways here, where you've got some very, very big distribution partners, just as part of their value prop is, we can work with you around the world and it'd be incredibly easy to do business with. That's what we want to do, because ultimately the way the world is going is people want to spend more money with fewer partners.
Right. Totally. And the vendor community in particular, because having been in one of those roles as a global channel chief, for example, I love the idea. Even though I you want to do stuff locally, I love the idea of being able to develop a global partnership, implement it locally, but a global partnership and a relationship, right?
Yeah, I can tell you, look, having been in media for like 30 years, there are incredibly few true global media buys. There's a global strategy, right? And you may have some global partners, but on the whole, it then gets tweaked and it's implemented locally because that's how you get buy-in. And there are nuances to markets.
Yeah, and it makes sense. So one of the things, and we spent a lot of time talking about this today at our event, and plus, I know you guys spend a ton of time reporting on this.
Yes.
But, in our industry, advances in technology are like happening on a regular basis. It feels, however, though, this is different. It feels like we're in a different time right now based on everything that everybody's talking about and the ramifications of what they're talking about. What are your thoughts there?
Well, so it's akin to, somebody in Germany figuring out how to build a printing press, right? It's akin to the Industrial Revolution.
Yep.
And, you know, as we heard today, it's incredibly early in the cycle. Forget the hype, right? The hype is the hype, and the media jumps on the hype. It's an incredibly early in that cycle, but it's going to accelerate and accelerate exponentially. You're already seeing some of the fastest adoption rates you've seen in any type of technology. So we're incredibly excited by that. We want to cover that across all of our platforms to help drive that adoption,
mm-hmm.
And to make sure people are informed and make, you know, smart business decisions and support our partners in the channel and the end user community. As it relates to our business, yeah, we're actually going to be running several initiatives this year. We've already stood up our kind of like Navy SEAL squad teams,
mm-hmm.
Who are working on that, because there are massive applications to our consulting business, to our agency business, and really to our own marketing and, you know, the way we create materials for ourselves. And so, you know, we're leaning in very, very heavily. And you will see more and more content around this that's rooted in business practicalities, not hype.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, I don't know how you felt. And of course, you know, in your previous role as part of IDG, you were close to IDC.
Yes.
So this,
yeah.
You know, it wasn't like this was any of a big surprise to you what you saw. But I'll tell you, just sitting there, not having really, you know, seen any of the content in advance, I was blown away with the discussion, particularly that Crawford had relative to, you know, what IDC's view on is relative to the real impact that AI is going to have, starting with just the impact on the product piece of it, right? With AI-enabled PCs right through the application, right? I was blown away by that.
Yeah, I mean, look, the AI and PCs is going to help accelerate that refresh that's a hangover from COVID.
Right.
As we talked about last night at dinner, you've got a couple of pure play AI OS platforms that are emerging.
Yep.
One of which is this company called Rabbit, another one is called Humane, whose belief is you don't need any form factor, right? And you don't need an OS, you basically just need AI.
Mm.
And then you can connect to the internet and everything that's around you. The fact that you can now have an AI tool on your phone with ChatGPT or Bard or whatever,
right.
And then you'll have that at the edge in terms of you know, what we're going to see with these PCs, that's just another early step where it's just going to drive adoption. And of course, that's why you see what's going on with Microsoft's share price, because I think it's $30 a seat on Copilot per month.
Yeah.
There's a lot of seats.
Totally, totally. And by the way, this is, I mean, you guys have a vast number of customers throughout the entire IT landscape, and every one of these customers are going to hopefully experience positive uplifts because of that, whether it's the PC guys, whether it's the chip guys, whether it's the storage guys, whether it's the networking guys. Hopefully, it'll go all the way through.
If you look at what AI, you know, AI is obviously a very, very powerful tool, the fuel for that engine is data.
Yeah.
Right, so, you know, you're going to be driving massive amounts of demand for data and computing power, like just enormous.
Yep.
And you know, one of the reasons I'm confident for our future in this AI era that we're entering is one, it, you know, it gives us a great opportunity to help the market. But if you're on our side of the business, so if you're in that kind of on more of that media and information services side, if you have first party data, if you have content. Right, if you have direct customer access,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the tech stack to allow you to do it, you have an unfair advantage in the era of AI.
Yeah.
And you know, the customers that we've been talking to today at the event, they all have that as well.
Yeah.
Right. And so I'm not surprised that people are excited at this event,
yeah.
because they recognize the opportunity that's ahead of them.
Yeah, totally, totally. So switching gears a little bit, you recently did an article in CRN. And you talked about culture,
mm-hmm.
and you talked about the importance of culture, you know, in an organization. So I know it's early days, and you've only been there, you know, what, probably 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
It'd be 4 weeks tomorrow.
4 weeks tomorrow, yeah. But what are kind of your initial thoughts?
Well, look, culture is incredibly important, right? Without culture, you can't attract and retain the right talent, and if you can't do that, you can't fuel growth.
Yeah.
I am so excited by the fact that we are clearly a culture-driven organization. We're very, very people-focused. And it's my goal with the leadership team to invest in that and to make sure that that stays front and center of who we are and we don't lose sight of that. And, you know, things that, when I think about our values from a culture point of view, they're very, very clear, and I've communicated it from day one. Since I've come in, it's, you know, it's like trust, right? Yep. Trust in ourselves, trust in each other. We're trusted source of information.
Totally.
We're trusted by our end users with their data, right? So trust is fundamental to our business. You know, collaboration, respect, a bias for action, and be customer obsessed, right? And it's not hard. Those are the things that, that we're focused on, and we will continue to be focused
on. That's great. And I, you know, and I'll tell you, and a lot of people will tell you this, and you probably have experienced it walking the halls, you know, during the and talking to folks during the last day and a half. You know, TCC has an incredible sort of legacy in the channel. I mean, it just has. And, and you know, people who have been part of the channel know some element of TCC. A lot of it's CRN, right? But but they know some element of it. And particularly one of the things that, you know, that really stands out is the fierce advocacy your team has always had for the channel, right? And they continue to have it. And it's very well respected, even by those folks that sometimes aren't happy about some of the things you're saying, right? Because they're also your customers. But the way you do it benefits everybody in the channel. And I think that's really important. I know you probably haven't had the opportunity to go on a, you know, a big significant listening tour with customers yet, but I'm sure you've had some, you know, some discussions. What are you hearing? What are they telling you?
Well, look, you know, thank you for saying that, because we are, you know, we're a mission-driven company, right? We believe in the power of technology to improve humanity. Everything we do, all the content we create in all its forms, whether it's, you know, back in the day, print publications, and we still have a little bit of that, or it's the website, or it's a newsletter, or it's a video or a podcast, whatever it is, all of that is actually about driving the adoption of technology and helping the channel drive that adoption, right? So we're supporters of that because that's actually our mission. And I want us to always be a mission-based company. And I think we're incredibly fortunate that the category we cover is just so exciting. It's so unbelievably disruptive and transformative, and it gets to define, you know, the next era of humanity and work. And so it's on us to create the right content to help the channel drive those, drive that adoption, right, and drive the adoption at the end user level. And it's a, it's a humbling experience for us to be part of that.
Well, that's very well said, and it really is critical, and it's so important to the industry, starting from, you know, the at least the channel piece of the industry for sure, but it transcends into customers. There's no question, because it comes from the vendor community to the distributors to the resellers, and everybody views it as important. So I think it's critical. So this is great. You know, certainly we wish you the best.
Thank you.
Any closing thoughts, comments, anything you know?
Well, just look, you know, I'm excited to be here, and I got to tell you, being here for only 36 hours because of my travel, just the energy. In the the sessions this morning, but in the hallways, seeing the conversations going on, the excitement, the enthusiasm, it does nothing but just reinforce to me what a fantastic opportunity it is to be at the channel company and how lucky I am to be leading that.
Well, let me tell you something. You think there's energy here and you think there's buzz here. Where do you go to your company's exchange? Where do you go to your company's Bob conference? Then, and you're going to really see it, because you'll have a, first of all, it'll be much bigger. And secondly, you'll have the solution provider community there, which typically doesn't, you know, attend this. Ours is vendors and distributors, but it'll blow you away. And then, you know, woman of the channel, get ready for it, because it is the premier industry event out of all the events. It's unbelievable.
Well, thanks for saying that. You've set a high bar, Frank, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I've attended them personally, so I know. So good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. Appreciate it.